I am Jim Phillips, continuing with our program today, Prepare Without Fear. And if you have questions, you can, as always, email them to me at askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. Or leave a voicemail, toll-free, at 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set. My staff will pick up those messages and pass them along to me so we can incorporate them into our future programs. And I do appreciate questions and comments that have come in. They are very useful to me. Well, nutrition, as we've said previously, it's so critical that you have quality nutrition now, but during an emergency, it's even more vital. And that's where this idea of sprouting comes in. Think about this. If you have, let's say you have expedient foods, and you've got a bunch of wet packed foods, you know, pork and beans and chili con carne and beef stew and those things, they can be enjoyable to eat. They're very, you know, convenient, expedient to eat. Just, you know, can opener, open them up, take a spoon, eat them. You don't even have to have a spoon. Use your fingers, use a stick. So that's their great advantage. But the food that's in there is not very lively. It's been heated. It's been pasteurized to kill bacteria that might be harmful and cause spoiling, and we need to do that. But it also will destroy many of the enzymes that your body would like to have. These are things that your body uses to help both process the nutrients, but it also becomes the building blocks for some of the chemistries of your body. So you like to have live foods. Here's where the sprouts come in. If you have a can of pork and beans and you put a quarter cup of live sprouts in there, you just greatly enhance the nutritional quality of those pork and beans. They now have some of these very vital nutrients and live components that your body would like to have. The other thing about sprouts is the vitamin content in there, the vitamin C's and some of the other things your body wants will increase dramatically over just the grain. Your body, as you know, does not create any of the vitamin C, the ascorbic acid. It has to get it from other sources. And it isn't just lemons, limes, and oranges where it comes from. It comes in a variety of plants of all kinds. And you'll find it in different ones of the sprouts. So sprouting grains, germinate, by the way, germinating is where it just barely starts to come to life and you get a little tail that starts to come out. That's germinated. It's just waking up. A sprout is something that you let go longer, and you can let it go till it gets to green. It starts to change color. That's when you get the chlorophyll, and the chlorophyll is such a powerful nutrition for your body. But the chlorophyll makes things taste a little stronger. They're not quite as mild. You know, when things are just barely germinated, that's their mildest flavor. When you're getting started, you might let them germinate a little longer and get the root tail, you know, is longer than the grain, and let what's going to become the plant part of it get a couple of times longer than the grain. They're still very mild at that point in time. And then learn to eat them where they're going green. And, of course, some of them taste terrific green. Radishes. Radish seeds, when you sprout them, they taste like radish. Let them grow to where you have a nice little green leaf coming out. And tastes like a radish. So you can add them to your salads in the middle of winter, and you'll have a radish taste in your salad. So it's very important that you learn to sprout now, start adding it to your foods, and get used to both doing it but also the taste. And with family members, just make it a part of the salad. Don't make a big deal out of it. If you're having a salad right now, just throw some sprouts in there, and they'll just eat them along with the salad, get used to that, and then eventually you get to where you just put them in your soup, put them in your stew, put them on a sandwich, mix them in with your cereal, all kinds of things like that, and you consume them as a way of getting these live nutrients into your body. Just as a normal part of what you do. Right after this break, more about nutrition and prepare without fear. I am...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Continuing with our discussion of sprouting, let me tell you my favorite sprouter that I discovered, it's been about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago now. I came across this thing in a store. It's weird compared to sprouters. I've had the square tray ones with the holes in the bottles. I've been doing the bottles with the stocking over the end, and then I did the round, the bio-snacky with the grooves in the bottom that siphons the water through, and that was my favorite one I've been using. And I came upon this one. It's called the Easy Sprout, and it's like two plastic tumblers, one inside of another one here, a large, you know, plastic tumbler, and has a little smaller one inside, and the little smaller one that's inside has slits in the bottom. And I read the box, you know, and you read advertisements, and like, advertisements always sound really, really good, you know, but does it really do what it says it will do? And this sounded too good to be true, and didn't have a lot of money. I really couldn't afford the $15. I mean, I had it in my wallet, but I really needed it for other things. But I really wanted to know because it just sounded so good. So I bought it, brought it home. That's the only sprouter I use anymore. I've retired everything else. I can always go back to them if I have to, but this sprouter is better, and I highly, highly recommend the Easy Sprout. Source on that, if you want to find it, you can go to thestuffoutlet.com. That's THESTUFFOUTLET, thestuffoutlet.com, and they can be ordered there. I'm certain you can find them on the internet elsewhere. But the Easy Sprout is really clever, and it outsprouts the other ones. Things sprout both faster, and I have never had any spoilage in this one, in the grains that I've sprouted. The outer tumbler is just a tumbler, holds, I think it's 42 ounces, if I remember right, or 46-ounce outer tumbler. And then it has a one that's slightly smaller than that that fits inside. It does not sit on the bottom. It holds up, I'm looking at it here, it's up off the bottom about a half inch. And it's slightly smaller all the way around. It has some little ridges that hold it away from the side. And there's a gap all the way around this inner tumbler from the outer one, so there's a little air channel. Then it has a lid that goes on it. There's one of them that's a dome-shaped lid that has slits in it, and there's also just a flat one that has holes in it. And here's how you use this thing. It's very, very clever. First off, you have the inner tumbler that's kind of the basket with the holes in the bottom. You can dump your grain in there, up to about a cup of grain or beans in it, and then you can just rinse them off. The water falls right through. Then you drop it inside of the outer tumbler and just fill that thing most of the way with water, put the lid on it, set it aside, let it soak as normal. Then when you're done, of course, you just pick up that inner tumbler, the water drains out, and then you discard that first soak water. You don't use the soaking water from your grains. Now, you water your plants with it, your house plants or your outside plants. Don't dump it down the drain, down the sewer. Put it on the ground or on a potted plant where it'll do some good. Then you can rinse it. A little bit of warm water, rinse it through, and I just kind of shake up the grains or the seeds to be sure they haven't, in the swelling process of picking up water, they haven't become too tightly packed in there. You want them to have air to circulate. Now, with most of the grains and or the legumes or seeds that I use, you do not have to rinse them. That was the thing about this that fascinated me, because it's like no rinse. Now, you have some of them like the buckwheat, or flax or some of these, they produce a real gelatinous slime all over the outside when you're trying to sprout them. And boy, I tell you, but buckwheat really makes some slimy stuff. Those you need to rinse. But if you're doing things like lentils, if you're doing wheat, if you're doing whole peas, if you're doing these mixed sprout blends, if you're doing sunflower seeds or things like that, you do not need to rinse them. You soak them. You rinse them, you soak them, you rinse them once more, put them in here, put the lid on them. It has to have the lid that has the holes in it or the slits, and that's it. Just put it in a warm place and let them set. That's the beauty of this little thing. Now then, here's how it works, and this is why it works that way. They do have to stay humid, but you're inside of this outer tumbler that's going to keep them from drying out, and there's a little bit of water that'll drip down to the bottom from up above, so there's going to be a little pool of water down there, and then you want them to have air circulation. Well, the inner tumbler, being smaller and with this opening around the edge here, this little space, you see a grain or a seed has a metabolism. This is something I didn't fully appreciate. And if you have a mass of these seeds that are down in there and you bore your finger down inside of it, they're warm down in there. Those things heat up. That little bit of warmth causes warm air to rise up out of the sprouting chamber, the sprouting area, and it draws in fresh air down around the outside and up through those slits that are in the bottom, and it circulates it through the grain, through the seeds, to keep them now humidified, because it's picking up a little humidity down on the bottom. And in my area, where we're in a dry, high desert area, our air humidity is very, very low. We really need it here. And in the winter, when the humidity is low all over, this will help keep them humidified and air circulating through them. And I've had wonderful, wonderful success with this. And I can start eating sprouts sooner because they're warm. And you see, when you rinse your sprouts, particularly if you rinse them with cold water, boy, that's thermal shock, and it slows them down. They need to be warm to sprout. And even if you're using warm water, that causes some cooling on them. So just letting them stay warm and the air circulating through them and humid air circulating through them, they sprout very, very quickly. So the Easy Sprout is my favorite sprouter. And again, you can learn about it a little bit more and get a place where you can get them on thestuffoutlet.com, or you can search them online. Now then, there is sprouting. That's the quick and the dirty about sprouting, how important it is, different ways of sprouting. Do it now. Begin doing it now. Starting eating some sprouts now. Mix them in with your meals regularly. And then you'll be ready in an emergency setting to just move right into sprouting. Oh, by the way, if you're in a cold setting, such as a cold house, and it's winter, and you would like to sprout, and you don't have heat in your house, because you can find maybe a warm area, buy a heater, buy a stove if you have such a thing, or you can also sprout. You have to be a little more careful about how you do this. You just germinate them. You can't let them go too long. But you know what you can do? You can take sprouts or the seeds, put them inside of a Ziploc bag with a like a terry cloth, little piece of towel or a washcloth that you would use. Now you'll rinse them, soak them, rinse them, and then take that soaked grain, put it in there with a damp cloth that you've gotten it completely damp, then squeezed all the water out of it you can, put it inside the Ziploc bag, put the grain down in there in the cloth, and then put that in a warm place. In this case, it would be inside of your clothing. Put it inside your shirt where you're going to keep it warm. If you set them out on the counter and your house is 28 degrees or 35 degrees, they're not going to sprout. They don't sprout well in cold temperatures. So you'll have to put them someplace warm. You're going to live with them, sleep with them. Now, since you don't get good air circulation, you're going to want to open that bag up two or three times a day and also stir those grains a little bit. And, of course, don't sit on them. That's hard on them. And you will be able to grow sprouts that way in a cold environment so that you can keep these live foods as a part of your diet. Of course, the ultimate way of getting what we would think of as live foods is what I call future food. And a future food is simply seeds that you store for the future, and then when it's time, you plant them. That's your tomatoes, your broccoli, your carrots, your beans, your corn, and all of those things. That obviously is live food, and it's one of the things you need to have in your storage for your nutrition is garden seeds. Garden seeds are very important, and the ability to garden is vital that you learn now. And if you're somebody who has not been gardening, if you want to be prepared, you must learn gardening. You must learn how to do it yourself. You need to learn it now. It's not like I'll get out the book and I'll read how to garden when I'm hungry. There's an old Bedouin saying that says, dig your well before you're thirsty. You start growing your food before you know that you have to have it to survive. You get the skill, you get the experience, you also build the soil, and you're also, and you should be using heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds are the non-hybrid seeds, and learn how to harvest your own seeds. There's books on that. It's not hard for the simplest of the foods. It's very easy. Corn and peas, there's no magic to how you save those seeds, and your squash and pumpkins and those, very easy to save seeds. So now you're saving seeds, you're reusing them year after year, and what happens is those seeds, the plants attune themselves. Now you want to be saving, of course, the strongest seeds. And we'll talk more about this in the garden area. So you're going to be taking the best of the seeds, selecting them, and doing that generation after generation, and you will get better and better quality food. But you've got to start now. Don't wait to begin that process. More on that in our gardening section. We'll be talking about that. Well, there we have live foods. It's things, of course, right now you can buy them at the grocery store. You're going to sprout them, or you're going to grow them in your garden, or you're going to trade for them. If you know things have kind of shut down, then you have a way of bartering for some of the things that you have for somebody else's garden produce, so that you can keep yourself in life. right after this break. More on Preparedness Nutrition.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Fear, as we continue on our preparedness nutrition this beautiful afternoon. Live foods, as much as you can, that's what you really want now. Now, let me tell you one of the other live foods I believe would be very important for you to learn to use right now, and it's one of those sleeping foods that we wake up, and that is wheat that you grow to grass, and then you juice it. Wheatgrass juice, very powerful, wonderful nutrition. It's something, now, by the way, and some of you may have already used some wheatgrass juice, and so you'll know what I'm talking about, and of those of you that have not, I'll tell you that it's a very powerful, which also means it's very strong tasting when you first taste it. Now, you can dilute it with some water and take it that way if you want, but just drink it down straight. You're literally drinking the very chlorophyll-rich fluids, juices that come out of the wheat grass. It's dark, dark green and extremely highly packed with all kinds of great nutrients. The live enzymes, of course, it's got the vitamin C's and the chlorophyll very, very high in antioxidants. It's something that I would recommend you consume a couple of times a day. 1 or 2 ounces a couple of times a day would be a fantastic thing for you to do for your health and well-being. And it is so good for you that it will help reverse all kinds of damage that's going on in your body. It's just tremendous. Now, there isn't anything here that we're going to consume that will make us live forever. And we're not talking about curing diseases. We're talking about foods and nutrients. But understand this about your body. When you give your body the building blocks, tools that it needs, along with the nutrient tools it needs, the negative things, the toxic things that you can be consuming, the deadly foods is what I'm talking about. Both deadly foods and dead foods eliminated from your diet as much as you can. Live foods, powerful nutrition, your body has the ability to repair, rebuild, and recover from all kinds of things. And wheatgrass juice is one of those things that's about as good as it gets. Easy to grow, simple to grow. You can buy books on it. You can read about it on the website, web pages. And I would highly recommend that you get into wheatgrass juicing. Now, that means you need to have a wheatgrass juicer. A press, you can get a hand crank one. They make electric ones too. For emergency settings, you'll have to have electricity for your electric powered one, or you can use a hand crank one. But you really should be doing that. Learn how to do it now. You see, it's all about nutrition. And oh, by the way, one of the things I want to endorse is that HB extract you've heard me say before, and I recommend you support the advertisers on RBN and let those advertisers know that you learned about it on RBN, and that's why I learned about the Heart and Body extract. I've been using it. I like it. It's a great herbal combination, and I think it's a valuable thing to use beforehand and to have with you during emergencies. Again, to help the body, just give it nutrients. It's just nutrients. There's just great nutritional components in there that are tremendous for the cardiovascular system of your body. So you ought to consider using that one. Just like wheatgrass juice. Boy, wheatgrass juice is good for the cardiovascular system also. Okay. So there we have it. We've had our expedient foods, our convenient foods, our long-term foods. And then we think about those five food groups, eliminate the deadly, take as consume as little of the dead foods as possible. Dying foods, yeah, that's not too bad. Sleeping foods, wake them up, turn them into live foods is the best way to do it. Or you take a grain, like wheat, whole wheat, you can grind it up, turn it into bread if you have a way to cook it. Or you can just turn it into cereal. Cracked wheat cereal is a wonderful thing to eat. In considering your preparedness nutrition, you have to consider how you're going to fix your foods. It's kind of a hand-in-hand. If you had all of your foods that had to be cooked and you didn't have any way to cook them, that's not going to work out too well. So you've got to take a look at the kinds of appliances and the methods you have for fixing your food, whatever fixing means. That'll determine what some of your food storage is going to be like, and your food storage is going to determine what kind of tools that you have or appliances you have to fix it. And of course, I recommend that you have a mixture of things that require, cooking, as well as some things that you don't have to cook. Yeah, eat it straight out of the garden, of course, is the way to do it. Eat it fresh as much as you can. Hard to do in the winter, but that's where sprouting comes in. So let's think about, I'm going to touch on these things briefly here so you'll have an idea. When I talk about tools, that Easy Sprouter is a tool. That's a tool for sprouting. We're not consuming the tool. We're just using it to produce the sprouts. Other things to consider in your nutrition area might be how you prepare some of your foods. Obviously, having a stove of some kind. Now, you might be using gas or electricity right now, but if those resources go away, what are you going to do for your cooking? You'll have to be considering that so that things are going to be baked, heated, cooked, or boiled, you have a way of doing that. And we talked a little bit about that in a previous program, but we'll go into greater depth with the tool section later in this program series. So we'll continue right after this break. I am Jim Phillips.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Continuing on our preparedness nutrition, thinking about how you're going to prepare some of your foods, particularly those that have to be cooked. Here again, if you have any questions, email them to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That is askjim@preparemyfamily.com, or send them via a free voicemail to 1-888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set. My staff will pick up those questions, pass them on to me. Okay. Here's a simple little thing to keep in mind. I want to touch on these things for just a moment so that you don't get discouraged and wonder how you're going to take care of yourself in the future. How do you fix things? The straw box cooker. The straw box cooker is an old concept where you use sawdust or straw in a box and you take a pot full of whatever it is that was cooking or boiling, you put it down inside, it's insulated in there, and just the residual heat, the retained heat, will allow things to finish cooking. You can do the same kind of a thing using a vacuum bottle. That you put your hot liquids in or cold liquids in. I like the ones that are made out of stainless steel, and that we can have a wide mouth on them so they're very easy to clean out. And that will allow you to take, like, your grains and put them in there, just pour boiling water over top of it, and you will have it cooked in the morning. We set them up overnight and allow those things to steep in that boiling water throughout the night, and they're done. Add a little bit of raw honey, a little bit of butter or oil, and it's ready to go. So you boil your water at night, put your cup or so of grain in there, pour the boiling water on it, screw on the lid. In the morning, there is your cereal. Now then, having thought about those things and how you might fix things, how you might cook them, and we'll go into greater depth in a future program, right now, let's talk about some of the things you must have in your storage. Some of the things that people don't think about, some of the things they don't plan for. What I found is this, that people miss some things in their storage because it's so convenient to go to the store, and you're just not used to thinking about, what if I couldn't go to the store? So folks will store food, and we'll talk in the probably next week in our next program about some of the things that you may want to store, how you store them with a little more information. But what are some of the things that people miss, the most common things that they miss that's vital that you add in? And I'll tell you what I found in having looked at people's storage, having looked at my own storage, having listened to people, having read about what life was like in areas where all of the infrastructure was taken out and you didn't have transportation and food wasn't coming in. Other than just food itself, if you have nothing, we don't eat dirt very well. That's great for earthworms. It doesn't work for us. And plants eat dirt, but we don't eat dirt. We need to eat the plant or something that's eaten the plant. Here's the thing that people missed once they had the basic foods in, that's probably one of the most important things for you to be sure you have a very adequate supply of in your food storage program, and that is oil. Not thinking in terms of just cooking oil. We're not talking about deep fat frying here or just, how do you keep your pancakes from sticking to the pan. You need oil as a part of your nutrition. The essential fatty acids that are in the oils are vital for your health, and if you don't have them, your health really degrades. If you study what's gone on in war-torn areas and where they're unable to get the oils, that is one of the most precious things. It becomes a trade commodity. It is more valuable than gold, people, and your body absolutely craves it. Your health craves it, so you want to have it. The oils, of course, there's a variety of them that you can store, but I found, at least for me, what is the most practical, lowest price of the high-quality oils is olive oil. Extra virgin, first cold-press olive oil, not only does it store very well, but it has most of the nutrients that you need. Now, a variety of oils would be great. Some of the oils don't store real well, particularly at room temperatures. Olive oil stores surprisingly well at room temperature if it is first cold press, extra virgin, and it's not in plastic. It wants to be in either glass or metal, one or the other. The plastics, and I think there may be some, maybe some of the plasticizers may in fact react with the oil, or they're also just slightly gas permeable, plus they may also air, light can get through them. In a tin, which is the best way to do it, that's the way I like to do it, to store my oil, my olive oil is in 1 gallon metal tins. No light obviously can get through, and they're completely airtight. So you don't have oxygen getting in there because it's the oxygen that causes oxidation or the rancidity that will occur. Now, olive oil will eventually go rancid, but I've been really surprised at how well it has stored, and I've had other people report to me how well it's stored. Typically, we're going to say that, you know, olive oil, you can get a couple of years out of it on the, you know, the kitchen shelf, and that's to be ultra-conservative. I've had extra virgin first cold press in glass, but it was dark. It was wrapped up and it was covered up, but it was actually outside in a storage unit, a metal storage unit that got very hot in the summer and then it freezes out in the winter. And it was stored out there for 12 years. Then I found it. And I needed some oil. I was all out of oil at the time, except for emergency oil. I didn't want to dip into it yet, but I wanted some oil. I found this bottle. I said, goodness, it is 12 years old. And it hasn't been refrigerated. It can't possibly be good. I wasn't even going to open the bottle because I was so sure it was bad. And I thought, you know what? I just want to see what it's like. I cracked, and that bottle had never been opened. It was sealed as it came from the factory. I cracked that bottle open. I took a sniff. I couldn't smell anything. And I poured some out, and I sniffed it, and I tasted it. It was absolutely, had no rancid taste to it at all. I was impressed. Now, I've had other olive oils that were non-first cold pressed. And by the way, if they don't say first cold pressed extra virgin, they may have been processed with heat and with a solvent to extract every bit of oil out of the olive. And that'll give you olive oil, but the heat and the association with the chemicals doesn't leave it as, it's not as pure is my attitude about that. So the non-extra virgin first cold press olive oils in plastic, at the end of 2 years, you could tell it was getting some off smell to it. You could tell it had the rancidity was beginning in there. So oils. There are nut oils. You've got peanut oil, you've got corn oils, you've got a lot of them. I am not a fan of, and I would recommend, and you can read a lot of controversy about this, but I do not like canola oil. That is not one that I would consume. The other one is I have a tendency to stay away from now are the oils that come from soybean and also from cotton. Cotton, since it's a quote-unquote as a non-food item, man, they spray the heck out of that stuff. But you know what? Then we take and use the cottonseed oil. Is it contaminated? I don't know. Could it be? Yes. So I stay away from the cottonseed oils. And then the soy oils, again, they may be highly sprayed, but we're seeing an awful lot of the genetically modified grains out there. Is that a problem? Probably is, could be. Do I know for sure? I don't know for sure. I would rather err on the side of conservative is my position until we've absolutely proved something. One of the other oils that is quite a nice one to use, both health-wise, and it stores quite well, is the coconut oil, a good quality coconut oil. It's a very interesting oil in that at room temperature it will be solid, just a little bit above room temperature, then it goes into a liquid. But it's has some good nutritional things about it also. The corn oils don't store real well, has been my experience. The safflower oil is a pretty good oil. But, you know, you want to have a variety of them. Let me tell you how you extend the oil life. Even with my olive oil, I'll tell you where my olive oil is. It's in these one-gallon tins. It's in the bottom of my chest freezer. The entire bottom is full of oil, both the olive oil and then some of the other oils that I've picked up. And you prefer to have these oils stored in something other than plastic. It's harder and harder to find them in tins or in glass, but you would prefer that. Now, you can transfer them into glass jars or into, you know, a food-grade tin if you have those things, but I prefer to take them out of plastic. Don't worry about freezing them. Water, we think of, if I put water in a glass jar and put it in a freezer, I'm going to break the jar. Water, when it freezes, expands. Most liquids, when they freeze, contract, and that is the case with the oils. They shrink ever so slightly, so you're not going to break a glass jar if you put it in a freezer and freeze it. by freezing the oils, particularly the ones that don't store as well, as long, you extend their life considerably because the chemical activity that causes rancidity, its oxidation, is tremendously slowed down when you get them in a freezer that's 0, 10, 20, below zero. You will extend the life, I'll say indefinitely, as long as you would be worried about it. The oil will be good. Then when the power goes off and everything falls out in the freezer, that's when the clock starts ticking on your oil. 85% of my oil that I store for myself is olive oil. By the way, those of you, as you have the resources, you have the ability, it's a tremendously good idea to store extra of all kinds of things. But oil is one of those things. It will be so valuable for people that are struggling, that may not have oil, and you'll have something valuable to give to somebody or to barter with them. Weed my garden and you can have a pint of oil or whatever it is, something like that. You can have a trade situation that will be win-win for everybody. So I would encourage you to store extra oil. Get it in the freezer. The back of your refrigerator is a great place, too. You know, what's in the back of your refrigerator? Some moldy thing you haven't eaten for a month. Clean out the back of your refrigerator and line it with the oils. Now, in the refrigerator, it doesn't extend its life quite as well as freezing it does, but it will extend its life tremendously, several times the shelf life in the kitchen cabinets if you'll get it into the freezer. A couple of other things to consider in your storage. Another one is honey, but in this case, raw, unfiltered honey is what you want. You want it raw, and you want it unfiltered. Honey is a nice sweetener. It's nice for cooking and things like that and for making things, and we like some sweet things. White sugar is not a good food. It's very acidifying to the body. It's also just empty calories is the way that we would describe it. There's really no redeeming health benefits to white sugar. Molasses, which has all of the good minerals and things in there, is a good thing to use. I enjoy having molasses. Or if you wanted to use the cane sweetener, then have it as the evaporated cane juice would be a good thing. It's really, it's a brown sugar is what you've got. Now at least you have the minerals and some of those nutritional components that would be valuable. But raw, unfiltered honey, to me, is the most valuable of the sweeteners. It does a couple of jobs. Yes, it'll sweeten your herb tea, and yes, it'll help you make some cookies and cakes. You'll have to change your recipes a little bit, understand how to work with it, so do it now. But not only is it a sweetener and a food in that regard, and it's kind of a quick energy thing. You take like a teaspoon of raw unfiltered honey and just scoop it out and eat it if you're kind of down on your energy and you need a pick-me-up. It's pretty good, but it doesn't burn in your body as fast as white sugar does. White sugar gives you a real high spike and then really crashes down. Now, the honey is going to give you a spike too, but it won't be quite as high and it'll burn a little bit longer, a little more sustained. But the other things you get with raw unfiltered honey or some of the that are in that honey, you're going to get the propolis from the bees. You'll be picking up some pollen that the bees have in there, and you'll also have a little bit of beeswax that's in there. And I have one of these buckets of raw and filtered honey that was the kind of the stuff that was floating on the top of it, and it's not even liquid at the room as it's been sitting in this bucket where it got a little bit cool. And you can't see through it at all. It's real murky, and boy, does it taste good. And it coats your teeth a little bit of that beeswax, and you can see the propolis and the pollen in it. And that's got some powerful food additives. The propolis, that is the glue from the lignans and the plants that the bees gather, the resins that they gather. And they use it to glue. That's what they glue their honey, their hives together with. It's that really dark brown, black stuff around in hives, if you've ever seen that. That's the propolis. And you get little flakes and bits of that into the honey. But propolis is antibacterial. It's a natural antibiotic. And raw honey has, and particularly raw unfiltered honey, has some nice, I'll use medicinal properties. This has been well published. It's been known for centuries that you take honey and if you put it in an infected wound, it will help tremendously to kill back infection. The honey itself is very hydroscopic. It wants to absorb moisture, so it'll absorb moisture out of a bacteria and desiccate them, as well as the antibiotic properties of the honey and the propolis and things in the honey will help to sterilize things. So it's good to use on wounds. It's also very soothing to wounds. So not only does it have nice tasting properties and it's a food property, you can use it for some other things. You can learn about those things. You can read about them on the internet and from some books. But always check your sources because sometimes things are overstated. I like to be on the conservative side so that we don't have disappointments in our expectations of how and why things may work. So there's two things. One more after this break we'll talk about, but the oils, the nutritional oils for cooking and consuming with your food, vital that you add those in, large quantities of them. Oh, by the way, what do you want? About a half a gallon per month per person is about what you need on the oils. Half a gallon per person per month. Which, right after this break,
did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
here. I am Jim Phillips on our nutrition subject today, preparedness nutrition. Finishing up as we come to the end of the program, one of the other things that you need to have in your storage that a lot of times people don't think about or don't put extra aside, and that will be spices. Spices to, you know, literally spice up your foods, make them taste better. You know, my comment I've made, I've done a lot of cooking, and I like to play with cooking and make things, and I made a few things that even I can't eat. And I guess I could eat them, but I wasn't really that hungry. But you know what? If you add enough garlic and or chili powder or something, you can make anything tolerable, so to speak. That's not really the point here to cover up bad taste, but it is to make things more enjoyable to eat. So be sure that you have some of the spices and extra of the spices, and of course know how to use them and have the recipes and or just the experience working with them. So three things that people may not think about or may not have in their storage that are really important, I believe. Top of the list, the most important is oil, lots of oil. Half a gallon per person per month will give you adequate for what you need to maintain your health. Now, you may be getting some of that oil from some of the foods depending on how they're prepared, but let's assume that you have absolutely no oils, no fats from any other soy source, and you're just using your dried grains and a few of those things. You're going to be short on oil. Have a half a gallon per person per month. The unfiltered raw honey, a wonderful thing to add in, and then spices. Now, there may be some other items that we'll talk about in future programs. One I really, really like to have in storage is tomato powder, because that makes a wonderful base for things, a wonderful additive. So tomato powder, tomato crystals are a great thing to have. Now then, one last little topic very quickly on your food storage and working with your food storage, and this is kind of a tool item, but that's books. Find some books. Find some books on Pioneer on old-time cooking. You have some books. You know, there's a book by Vicki Tate, which is Cooking with Home Storage. One of my really favorites is Marlene's Magic with Food Storage. But you have things like Eat Well, Stay Well, Spend Less, Passport to Survival, Fresh Food, Dirt Cheap, Country Beans, how to dry foods. And by the way, that was one thing I didn't mention earlier, is about dehydrating your own foods. I'd recommend you build or buy a food dehydrator and start preserving some of your own foods. It's really wonderful for fruits. I tell you what, I love dried sweet cherries. I mean, that is the ultimate candy, but you can do all kinds of things to put up some of your own foods. It'll cost you less in most cases than buying the dried foods, and it'll help you use some of the excess from your garden, you know, your excess green beans and peas and things like that. You can dry them. It's amazing what you can do. I've dried a lot of leafy things, and you can dry your own herbs so that you will have them for your storage. Learn about plants that are around you that you can eat. Get some of the plant identification, because that'll add variety to your diet and give you some great additional nutrients. Play with these things, practice with them, enjoy them, so that you can become a self-reliant family that is interdependent within self-reliant communities and help build communities around you. Know that you can face difficult times, whatever the emergency is, and you don't have to be threatened by those things. You don't have to worry about them. Remember, there's no doubt that tomorrow will come. There's no dispute that things happen. But how you're prepared to beat tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be adventure. This is Jim Phillips. Have a wonderful day and prepare without fear. Have a great day.